Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Weirdly enough, the most interesting things this week, we're not going to talk that much about, as far as I'm concerned. Unreal Engine 5, Horizon Zero Dawn news. I'm forgetting other things.
Dying Light 2.
Dying Light 2 news and Far Cry 6 trailer.
Yep.
All getting talked about later, because they're not really news things. They're just sweet entertainment clips.
Yeah.
That being said, welcome.
Hey. Yeah. Thanks for joining us for the Gamers 2 podcast. That's Nate.
Hello.
The man with the plan. This is Matt, the silent partner.
You know, if you think about it that way, that does not bode well for us at all. Because my plan started about now, and it will end hopefully roughly 59 minutes from now. And then I'll have to figure it out 7 days from then.
We'll see. We'll see. Anyways, this is a, I don't know what this is. What is this? This is Gamers 2 Podcast.
Good
your
job.
Weekly roundup of news and commentary related roughly to the video game industry. And anything else that might pique our interest?
All right, then. Like Parks and Rec clips, Bruce Green farting, and the solid uh-oh stare, which I've still never been able to perfect.
Yep.
Also impossible for me to perfect it, because the majority of time I'm playing games online with people. If I do an uh-oh stare, I'm doing it for only myself. No one else gets to benefit from that.
Yeah, you need to put like a mirror up.
Yeah, just so I can see myself and practice it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, I don't have my chapstick. That's kind of frustrating.
Ooh,
that's, life.
That is a tough life. It's been shitty weather, and we had pizzas, wings for dinner, and then had some of the most disgusting chips I've ever tasted.
Yeah, life pro tip. If you see habanero and pineapple Pringles,
avoid them.
Yeet them over your shoulder and continue walking.
Yeah, and actually, in fact, if you see them in the store, open all the containers, pour them onto the ground, and then just leave as if nothing happened, because you're doing everybody a service. No one should taste those. That being said, if you want to spend money on something good, I got a list of games for you.
May or may not be better than habanero pineapple Pringles.
No, no matter what, they'll be better. The bar is very low for pineapple habanero Pringles. Number one. An airport for aliens currently run by dogs for PC, Xbox Series X. That was the whole title. Number two, Biomutant for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and the other things. Number three, Capcom Arcade Stadium for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Number four, King of Seas for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox, and Switch. Hey, look at that. Another sailing game that came out before Skull and Bones.
Whoa.
Oof, too early. Number five, Maneater, Sharks, for the Switch. Number six, Saints Row the Third Remastered, coming to the PlayStation and Xbox. Number seven, Very Very Valet for the Switch. Number eight, Made of Scare for the PlayStation and Xbox. Number nine, Kung Fu Jesus for the PC.
Kung Fu Jesus, the one true Jesus.
I don't know about you, but like, I picture my Jesus doing Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
Number 10, Mundan for the Switch. Number 11, Oddworld Collection for the Switch. Number 12, Pathway for the Switch. Number 13, Peco Minosa for the PC and Switch. Feel pretty good about reading that one immediately correctly. Number 14, Samire for the PC and Switch. Number 15, 7 Years From Now for the PC and Switch. Number 16, Beautiful Desolation. Weird that those are right back and back to each other, aren't they? For the PlayStation and Switch. Number 17, Roots of Pacha for the PC. Number 18, Song of Horror Complete Edition. 18 was on PlayStation and Xbox. 19, Wonder Boy, Asha in Monster World for the PlayStation and Switch. And then number 20, The World's End Club for the Switch. World's End Club, I believe we've talked about before, because I feel like it was a summer game, like on one of those indie darling news 75 games in 3 minute type reels.
Maybe. I just think of the movie World's End.
Interesting movie. Kind of really don't care for the ending, but you know, Backstreet Boys are only going to be around for so long.
Okay.
They're the ending, aren't they? Yeah. It's them. It's them. Isn't it? Or am I thinking of This Is the End?
I think you might be thinking of This Is the End because I haven't seen that.
Yeah, because that's
the World's End is the Simon Pegg?
Simon Pegg and Nick.
Yes. That
Not Nick Anderson.
Nick. I can't remember his last name, but their trilogy of movies.
Yeah. World's End Pub or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't see that one. It's the one in the trilogy I haven't seen.
I mean, it's definitely the weakest out of the three, probably.
That's what I was also feeling, because it also came out well after the other two already.
Yeah. I mean, it's It's funny, but it's not
post. Isn't that post Simon Pegg Star Trek?
Might be, yeah.
So it's like that kind of weird.
Yeah, and it's clearly like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, clearly like they're not related to each other necessarily, but they fit together.
Like, yes.
And then you have The World's End, which is like
left field.
Yeah. What are you thinking? I'll take odds. You take evens. Do you have a preference? You just breaking shit over there. It's broken.
I can't do anything.
Everything's broken.
Oh, my dog is gone. Oh, I got it back. You got odds. Odds are all you.
All right. Number one, Tencent is doing Tencent things, meaning they have acquired 3.8% of shares in Remedy Entertainment.
Doesn't that mean Tencent is doing THQ Nordic things? Hey. Ooh. Who's
THQ
buying?
THQ Nordic like buys things outright.
Yeah, that's true. Tencent just goes, hey, there's a little bit of money over there.
Yeah, Tencent's like, I'm going to put my fingers in over here. I'm going to put my fingers in over here.
This pie is now mine. This pie is now mine. This pie is mine.
I'm going to lick this donut.
I lick all the donuts. They're all mine.
Remedy was informed of the sale after it had taken place, but the control developer stated that it is simply a capital markets transaction and it is not connected to any commercial activity taking place within the studio. So they're like, yeah, we don't know what's going on either.
I mean, hey, money. I'm not sure
they really
have
a thing. You like it.
You give it money.
you buy some of its shares.
I'm just going to preface this now.
Uh-oh.
It's almost 12:10.
Okay.
A.M. If I say anything silly, that's why. I've reached a point. Just a warning. Because as you started saying, if you see things you like, you buy a portion of it. I was running 6 steps down the stairs already with the joke, hauling for the gutter, and just needed to warn everybody right now.
That's all right. I was trying to read along with your new releases. And you know when you do that thing where, like, you see a word, but you, like, read it as a different word? You,
turn
it into a different word? Yep. I was doing that the whole time.
I used to do it to people specifically in... I used to do it to Kenny. We would, in elementary school, we'd be usually, like, reading chapters of either, like, a textbook or something. But the whole class would be reading it, and you'd read a part of it, and then you'd pick somebody else. Well, as I was reading, I would be reading ahead at the same time, so I knew, like, what words were coming up, and I knew what he would say, because he just would jump to things, and I would purposely kick it over to him, and I'd just get the instant laugh out of the room. Technically, he got the laugh, but I always set it up, and I just knew. I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need the credit. I get to have the setup moment. Anyway, number 2. A group of former People Can Fly developers have started a new studio to work on a first-person shooter. Grubby Entertainment's goal is to, quote, create solid, high-calorie gameplay for hardcore gamers, granting them action-packed hours of entertainment accompanied by crucial and meaningful decisions, end quote. So does that mean, like, what type of pasta? Trying to think of something that was, I, for some reason, I think that's high carbs, not high calorie. So that's where I translated those things. But I don't know health things. So we're just going to, you know.
I think there are definitely a lot of carbs in pasta.
Yeah.
But what is high calorie
gameplay?
Gameplay for hardcore players.
For hardcore, high calorie.
People Can Fly, by the way, is Outriders.
Yes.
So for reference.
Which is also funny that they just immediately started a new studio.
Yeah. People are like, ah, fuck that noise.
It's been a month. We out.
It's not hardcore enough.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't high calorie. This is low calorie.
It's a health food avocado shit.
High calorie. I mean, I get the action-packed hours of entertainment accompanied by crucial and meaningful decisions. Usually those two things don't end up coming together.
Yeah.
You usually either get action-packed or crucial decisions, because the only way you usually get crucial decisions is with slow actual story buildup, so where you understand why it's crucial, not do I turn left or right to kill that guy or that guy. All right, hold on. I will
need like the pick 3 of video games. You know, you can, there's 3 options, you can only have 2. Cat's trying to commit suicide.
Not suicide, but he wasn't being careful, and I wanted to set him down, but then I almost instead dropped him, which is not the same, actually. I'm sorry, bud. All right, yep. That's about the expected look I got from you, so all right. I'm caught up on the high-calorie thing.
I don't know what that means.
I just assume they mean, like, a lot. I don't know.
Sounds like they want the
best
of all
worlds.
Does blood
have calories in it? Do they mean high bloody content? I don't know. I don't know, man. Oh, what are we doing, man? I don't understand.
Oh my God. It's the...
Also funny that they did Outriders, a third-person shooter. They want to do a first-person shooter.
I mean, I kind of read this as people who weren't happy with how it turned out, and they're just like, we're leaving. We're going to start our
own. Which would also just be kind of weird, right? Because wasn't it received very well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can not like the project you're working on, I guess, just at a personal level, but like.
And that, well, that's kind of the funny thing is everything they've done has been third-person shooters. They worked on a Gears of War.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They worked on.
Maybe these are the people that were just like clamoring for first, and they just kept getting voted out by the 93% that wanted.
They worked on the campaign single-player portion of Fortnite. Save the World?
Save the World, yeah.
There's something else in there, too, but along the same lines, all the same.
They just got stuff. They got third-party backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why not completely mix it up and go first-party? Or first-person, not parties. Third-person.
First person.
Second person?
There is a writing style that is second person. There's a writing. I don't know how you would do it from a viewpoint, but there's a writing style that's second person.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I get confused whenever I try to like understand it again. Because you have third person, you have first person, and they're like, yeah, but there is the second person. And then I like read the definition. I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not in the headspace to figure this out right now. My brain hurt.
Gotta have a brain for it to hurt. My case.
If I only had a brain.
Number three. Wait.
He wants a heart. No, brain?
One of them wants a brain.
Lion? No.
Courage.
Because Tin Man wants a heart.
Heart.
Scarecrow wants a brain?
I think Scarecrow wants the brain.
If I only had a brain.
Electronic Arts filed its annual report with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission this week, revealing that the publisher's Ultimate Team modes brought in more than $1.62 billion in its last fiscal year, and now account for 29% of all the money it brings in. Electronic Arts, banking on that Ultimate Team. With the big bucks.
He's blind, but he's quick. I don't know where he went.
He's a cat.
And he's black, so dark.
My neighbors have a three-legged cat. And you see it, and you're like, oh, poor cat. Must not be able to do so much. I've seen that cat
wrong.
Outrun some shit.
Cat is a badass at this point.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, loot boxes in EA. Name a better couple.
All right. More dynamic duo.
Yeah. They're like Batman and Robin.
Except evil.
Yeah. Joker and Harley.
Yeah, maybe. $1.62 billion.
Yeah.
And that's just 29%.
Yeah. That's only 30%. Yeah, hold on. That's only 30% of the money that they bring in. Not even the game they create is... Just microtransactions. Bonus purchases to the games are 30% of what they make.
Yeah, it's disgusting. That's our future.
I can't do that fake anymore. If I do that anymore, I'm going to actually throw up. When discussing EA and loot boxes, I will just actually at some point viscerally vomit. Because that number's only going to go up. It's not going to go down.
Yeah, it's going to go up.
In 2025, they will report 50% earning. On microtransactions. I've predicted. And I'm not even a business analyst. But you know what I'm not? Stupid. Pretty easy to read that one. I'm going to repeat the I'm not stupid line when we hit story number 12.
Okay.
Little foreshadowing. Number four. CD Projekt has named Gabriel Amatangelo. Hey, didn't read that one before I said it. Amatangelo?
I don't know, man. That's
Amatangelo.
I'm a tangent.
Ooh. As Cyberpunk 2077's new game director, the appointment follows the departure of former Quest director Matthias. God damn it. Matthias Tomaszewski. Yeah, that was what we're going with. It's not even close. Matt T. who has stepped down from the position and left the studio. Damn it. I gotta assume it's not Amatangelo, right? Because that's just a way too American way to pronounce that. It's gotta be like Amatanglio.
That sounded good.
He joined CD Projekt in January 2020 as a creative director for Cyberpunk. Prior to the role, he worked as design director on Dragon Age Inquisition DLC, as well as lead designer on various expansions for Star Wars The Old Republic. A decent pedigree. Old Republic's had a lot of things in it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Dragon Age Inquisition DLC I didn't play.
Always robust.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dragon Age.
Yeah.
And Inquisition had its problems before DLC. It's funny to me, because I saw this come out during the week, that something like Cyberpunk, which released in December of last year, is getting a new game director post-release. Like, just always those changes to me are just, are funny, kind of.
Yeah.
When it's not a... Even though we know they laid a roadmap out earlier this year, and they have more patches coming and yada, yada, yada. And eventually that's supposed to be that multiplayer and blah, blah, blah. Which those reasons and those roadmaps make sense. Like, obviously, you would still technically have a game director up until they either were creating a new project, which your game director on Cyberpunk is not going to be your game director on Witcher. Or Gwent. But when it's not a live service game or like a multiplayer game in its current phase, but it's not like a competitive shooter or anything like that where you would want a game director to keep iterating and keep going. This almost seems like just somebody that, and I might be underselling their position, right? But somebody that just needs to come in and make sure the ship keeps going in the direction they were supposed to keep going in. It doesn't divert course.
I would think, though, that Cyberpunk now is probably closer to a live services game because of all the work it still needs.
Yeah, I guess when I'm thinking live services game, I'm thinking multiplayer, like online multiplayer specifically, which we're not at that Cyberpunk yet. But yeah, with all the work, that's what I mean. Like, with the roadmap intact that they laid out, it's like you still need somebody to drive it down the road.
It would be interesting to see this happen a lot going forward. So, like, in larger scale construction, usually what they do is they'll have a project manager for different stages of the production.
Yes.
So, like, you'll have a project manager who's...
Usually still with some, like, overhead, though.
Well, their sole purpose, like, what they're good at and what they generally do is, like... this part of the product, the construction, like they're like, oh, I do, you know, all the utilities and foundational stuff. And then when that's all done, I'll go on to the next project, and another project manager will come in and he specializes in.
Yeah. I'm really, like, good at starting you guys, but like, I can't finish a damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have all these project managers who are basically hopping from project to project, fitting into their specialty. It'd be interesting if they did something like that with video games, where, like,
it'd be very interesting.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm a game director, but like, I'm really good at like getting a game off the ground, and then the next guy's like, well, I'm really good at fucking wrapping it all up.
Yeah, like, you have a guy that gets it to the point like right before they launch. Then you have a guy that sees it through launch plus 3 months. Then you have a guy that goes, all right, I'll end this. You guys go do what you got to do.
Yeah. And you got the ringer who comes in, who's like really good at like revitalizing games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They call in the guy like 2 years in. They're like, listen, nobody's really done anything. What do you have for us? And he's like, I got a 4 month plan. It's going to take 2 months worth of marketing. And then after those 2 months, you guys will see a return on X amount. I'm going to need 50% of profits, though. And they're like, oh, and, you know, it's too much. I hope all of that happens, because now I'm just picturing great like movie setups like that are so that would fit that Apple TV show that's happening. The one with Rob McElhenney.
Yeah, the
not Dragon's Quest. Magic Quest?
Mythic Quest? Mythic Quest, maybe.
Maybe. That sounds right. Anyway, that show. I'm not that concerned. You're going to do it anyway. I don't know why I try to stop you.
Do it for myself.
Yeah, that... I feel like that could fall into that show at some point if they weren't... They're trying to follow this, like, the idea of the studio, though, not the... Like, just... It would almost be more of a Hollywood look at games where they just followed a team of directors that, like, went project to project. Almost like a... Entourage show, but instead of them having the, like, the one actor and then a bunch of friends, it's all just people that have all worked together on different projects that know when to come in at what points. Mythic Quest, yeah. Or, oh, actually, did you ever see The Goods?
No, what's that?
Live Hard, Sell Hard or something like that? It's a it's a stupid movie, but it's a group that would go to car dealerships that were struggling
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
With I don't remember what the guy's main name was. But he's also from Entourage. Yeah. But yeah, they would go to used dealerships, and then they were all just really good at like revitalizing and doing the whole thing. It's like basically do that, but like some type of game angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
I think that would
be interesting.
That would be interesting. It'd probably work really well for like a company like Ubisoft.
Honestly, yeah, at this point, Ubisoft would be great because you have three games which no one knows anything about, which might be entirely dead in the water. So you can just pivot with the start of those shows of using specifically Skull and Bones and specifically Beyond Good and Evil 2 and whatever stage they're in. Then follow them around with after you have to fire your guys for harassment and misconduct. How does that shape the ending of Valhalla and who comes in to take over that? Like, ha ha ha, but like they've been through some shit. And then the one guy that like just never leaves the Rainbow Six team because they've kept it going for 8 years and just is always there.
Mm.
Your stage presenter, your face right now.
Right now. Number 5. Infinity Ward Studio Design Director Taylor
That was not even that hard.
I know, right? Kurosaki. Is that how you say that?
Kurosaki?
Kurosaki? Kurosaki. Has
I probably wouldn't roll the R's, Mike.
I can't do that.
Well, not that you did. I meant like the... Instead of Kuro. Kuro.
Kuro.
Is how I was thinking it.
Doesn't matter, I guess.
I mean, we're...
TK. TK has left the studio alongside narrative director Jacob Minkoff. Coming from Uncharted developer Naughty Dog, Kurosaki and Minkoff joined Infinity Ward during development of Infinite Warfare, but their mark is most felt in 2019's Modern Warfare, which marked a significant tonal shift for the studio. It sounds like the pair will continue to work together, but they haven't said where yet.
Man, imagine if it was DICE.
That would be interesting.
It would.
And they are making Bad Company.
Three.
I was gonna say.
Bad Company. I can't deny. Have to sing it out of tone, otherwise we get copyrighted, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't do it the good way.
Like we all know you can.
Listen, man, I've been belting out some songs lately, all right? In my depression. Rag and Bones, man, Little Human.
A good song.
Yeah. I get raspy and then I lose my voice halfway through the song, but, you know, it's a good time. I'm only human. Number 6. Crystal Dynamics has announced the opening of a new development studio based in Austin, Texas, called Crystal Southwest. All right. Before I continue reading the story, because this has nothing to do with the studio, is Austin, Texas the Southwest? In theory, I guess everything's relative, right?
I would agree that I don't...
Southwest of us, but like...
I wouldn't consider... Texas Southwest. I would consider it South.
Like
South Central.
Yeah. Ignoring the connotations that South Central has to like LA or, you know, those places. But yeah, no, South. Yeah, South Central. Yeah. North Central's North Dakota, clearly. Exactly. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Nail it.
Yeah, Southwest to me would be like Southern California.
East is clearly like Virginia, North Carolina. West is the middle of Cali, roughly.
Yeah. But it is always referred to as the Southwest.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because
I would allow Midwest. Midwest makes sense to me because you're not all the way west yet. Because you can't just say Central, even though that's what
you
should
just
call it.
I think everything is based on the East Coast because we're like the original
everything is based on 13.
Yeah, so everything style. Past like the Mississippi River is the West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's going back to specifically like the colony side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, oh yeah, yeah, that's just to the West and South. So, you know, just figure it out from there.
You're like, yeah.
The West and South of us is Alabama. I don't even know why we're having. anyway,
everything that way and down is just Southwest.
Yeah, it's also dark. We don't go to those lands, or whatever the Lion King meme is. Anyway, so Crystal Dynamics has a new studio called Crystal Southwest in Austin, Texas. The company's Twitter account said it'll be, quote, a major part of all current and future Crystal Dynamics titles, end quote. The new studio will be led by industry veteran Dallas Dickinson, currently executive producer at Crystal and previously CEO of QC Games, director of production at BioWare, and senior producer at Sony. All right, mister, I have a lot of credentials.
I've been noticing a trend in the industry.
And also DD, just for, you know, while we're doing initials here.
Yeah, DD. A lot of people.
Former BioWare?
Former BioWare or former Blizzard?
Yeah. Weird. I wonder what's both going on in those places. At least Blizzard's games haven't sucked.
Debatable.
Well, listen. Kind of.
WoW gets a pass.
WoW gets a pass, but like Overwatch, you know, was a good game for a long time. Usually now people's like, you know, if they're going to complain, it's on updates. If anything, now everybody's complaining that stuff isn't coming out.
Yeah.
Or that stuff has been killed off.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't diminish what the game, like StarCraft 2 was a good game. Diablo 3 was a good game. Hearthstone was a good game. Overwatch, good game. WoW, both of them, good game. Heroes of the Storm, good game. Like, just because they stopped working on them doesn't mean they weren't good games. It just means they have horrible leadership decisions.
Also old games.
BioWare Anthem sucked.
Not an old game.
Inquisition? Not that good.
So BioWare's just further down the hill. But Blizzard's coming, don't you worry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. In terms of, like, the snowball chasing down the mountain, Blizzard's just getting started.
Blizzard's, like, stage two. BioWare's like stage three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's your
snowball. We should have like a, you know how the Doomsday Clock?
Oh, interesting.
We should have a Doomsday. I think I've said this before.
Doomsday Clock on Studios?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like,
do we have a THQ Nordic's clock?
A Slump Watch.
Ooh, Slump Watch for Studios. Ooh, dude, can we get a Slump Watch in Fuego?
Yeah.
John Boy, Talking Baseball. You guys okay if I take Slump Watch and Infuego for Game Dev Studios?
That'd be like a really boring.
Tell you right now, BioWare's on Slump Watch.
BioWare's almost off of Slump Watch because it's been so bad for so long.
That's true. It has been.
It's just real.
Well, see, that's the thing is because it was a year and a half ago. Yeah, early 2019 for. Or no, 2 years ago now. Yeah, yeah, 2 years ago for Anthem. So, I don't know. For Slump Watch, for a dev studio, it has to be like a 3 year cycle where we review again.
There's got to be like a game cycle thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And then we don't allow them, they don't get to go into Enfuego for Mass Effect Remastered because that's just repurposing their old work. That's not the count. Same. Yeah.
That's just extending Slump Watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it like, is kind of like
that allows you to exist on Slump Watch more before we just kick you off because it's sad and disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it now. It's
You could make it work.
I mean, Epic's in Fuego.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But also because now their bar is just so good for so long, are they no longer on fire? They're just that's the norm now type of thing.
Yeah. Like a judge situation, like
yeah, yeah, yeah,
or Trout, I guess.
Like Rockstar's in Fuego,
mm-hmm.
Because every time they release a game, it's just does bonkers. They would have been potentially hitting a Slump Watch with like LA Noir, then they would have blown into Fuego with GTA 5 six times over, and then Red Dead.
Do we have any Shame to Flames?
Shamed of Flame? Ooh. That'd be interesting, because Shamed of Flame would be very hard in game dev, because sometimes if you shame, you're dead.
Well, like, is Blizzard in a slump watch?
They're nearing slump watch. Depending on
how they could do a Shame to Flame.
Depending on how this year goes, I'd slump watch them.
So
if the only thing we're seeing this year is TBC and Shadowlands.
Well, I feel like, all right, so I would put Blizzard slump watch because they really haven't come out with anything other than WoW.
Okay.
And it's been debatable.
All right.
BioWare's like about to get kicked off slump watch for just being that bad.
Yep, okay.
I would put Bethesda on slump watch. Bethesda would be a good slump watch because of Fallout 76.
They could Shame to Fame.
And they could, yeah.
Shame
they
to Flame, could, yeah. So, two more slots are available on slump watch.
Bungie, maybe?
They're kind of just like treading water. I don't really. I don't know if they're really tanking anything. Respawn, Dice.
Maybe Dice. Respawn's 2K. Like good though, because they did.
They have Apex, but like.
They have Apex, but they also did Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Dice might be a good one.
Dice will immediately come off next week or 2 weeks when Battlefield does their thing though. I mean, the game won't be out, but.
Yeah, what game has come? What studio has been like? Mediocre.
Rebellion. That's the Sniper Elite studio.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like, I don't know, we'd have to think about this a little bit.
I think we can officially say, and it is tweet worthy to say, that slump watch officially Blizzard, BioWare, Bethesda,
yeah,
are all currently on slump watch, with Bethesda being potentially in 2 weeks the first one to go Shame to Flame after their conference.
Yeah.
Blizzard's supposed to have something going on too. So, I mean, Blizzard gets TBC next week on Tuesday. And then they're supposed to have a presser of sorts because they're involved in the summer game thing. So,
Fun stuff.
Like, who's in Fuego, though? People can fly?
Maybe. I mean, Epic's not a bad one.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of, like, recent, just out of the park. Resident Evil 8 studio?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Ooh, you know who's in Slump Watch? Fourth theme? Game Freak.
Okay, Game Freak.
Because the best looking and, I think, done Pokemon's recently aren't Game Freak.
Is Game Freak doing the open world one?
They're doing one of them. I don't remember which one.
Okay.
I think they're doing the open world one, and they're not doing the remake one.
Number seven. Nintendo has announced the release date for Pokemon Legends.
Arceus.
Arceus. Pokemon Legends Arceus, the open world Pokemon game that is every Nintendo fan's wet dream. January 28th, 2022.
Not going to lie, you said January and I started hearing Giancarlo. Been a weird week.
The worlds are merging here.
He came off the DL tonight, all right? Or the IL, sorry, IL.
I mean, you could say he's coming off the DL as well.
Nah, DL's not a thing anymore. We abandoned that. 2021, we got rid of that.
The Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remakes will be out for Switch on November 19th.
I'm interested. I'm interested in the remakes.
Okay.
Because I never played them originally. That is in my that is a gap in my Pokemon time. I think I've started one of them.
I think Platinum
is the one I started.
The open world game is Game Freak.
Yes, okay, yeah. Arceus is Game Freak then. Yeah, I started one of them, but then I just never got through it. I don't remember why. Whether I didn't have a Game Boy at the time, because then I remember my Game Boy Advance was Ruby, and I would have had to go back and find it. I don't remember what the full reason was, but just never ended up playing it. So I've got the interest of trying it, but I'm like, do I care though? Because like I haven't cared for any of the remakes or the continuations. Ruby is my favorite one, but like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, I didn't play. Black and White 2, I didn't play. The only one I did play was Heart Gold, which it was Heart Gold and Soul Silver were the updos of Gold to Silver.
Yeah.
And I played those. The only reason I even played those at the time is because I shot down. I was working at the theme park, and we were all playing. There was like five or six of us playing. So I came back one night from working, then shot down to GameStop that was in the mall at the time, ran in DS plus Heart Gold and out.
Yeah.
I still, somewhere in this house, I think it's still my PokéWalker, because that was the real cheat. That was the best part about it. You work at a theme park, you get to put your little Pokemon on your PokéWalker, throw it in your pocket, boom, steps, levels, Pokemon all day. It was a good time. I need to see more, though, from both of these games. Because what we saw from the open world one, not this moment, but before and everything, did not look the best.
No. I'm assuming E3 or whatever they do around E3.
Yeah, Nintendo usually does something. So I'm hoping that we get a better look at the world and that it doesn't look bad. But, I'm gonna go with low expectations.
Yeah.
Number 8. Speaking of Nintendo, new reports of an upgraded Nintendo Switch have emerged, suggesting the new console model could not only launch in September, but also take over from the original version. Bloomberg reports assembly of the new device will begin in July, citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter. Launch is said to be slated for September or October, with an announcement expected before E3 begins on June 12th. No new details on the technology it will feature were given, but it's suggested the console will be sold for more than the $300 that is current. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that you wouldn't detail it, but also still sell it for more. Interesting that you would sell it for more anyway, instead of just kind of reposition, even unless it was only $50 more, then I could see that. Doing $100 more in a Nintendo world is usually kind of weird. It's something about the, we're going to start assembling them in July, but then we'll ship them 2 months later. I'm like, that just seems not correct to me.
Yeah, that's not.
It just seems weird.
Not a lot of time to build up a stock or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
Especially with the chip shortage and all that sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
with everything that's been going on, and they're like, oh yeah, no, we're just going to build like 7 of them in 2 months and we'll be fine. Okay, Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, it just would be kind of a weird move, because all the reports I've read suggest that it will replace the original Switch, be more expensive, the original Switch goes away, and then they just keep selling the Switch Lite. So it'd be like the Lite at its regular price, and then the Switch
essentially replace the SKUs
at a more expensive price.
Right. I mean, I get why they would want to do it. That would make sense to me from like their side of things. I just don't know how you successfully navigate the removal of one and then up the price.
Yeah.
Like PR wise, I don't know how you navigate that.
It would have to warrant it, and I can't imagine like anything more than like a $50 price increase would be like, I think, pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to drop 100 more, then your dock needs to be, ignoring 4K? Ignoring what the system is, the dock has to be more than what it is now, which is just a piece of plastic. It actually has to, yeah, deliver. It doesn't even necessarily need to be 4K. Because it's not, But it needs to be more. 4K would be very nice. But let's be honest, it's Nintendo.
Yeah.
What are they making that needs 4K?
Nothing.
And what do they care about? Their games. Their games look great, usually. Usually, because I'm going to ignore the Pokemon Sword and Shield thing that does not look good. Well, mostly. Anyway.
Crazy times. Number 9. Epic Games launched Unreal Engine 5 into early access, giving developers a chance to try out before the planned early 2022 full launch. Try it out. Sorry. They also released a tech demo called Valley of the Ancient. You can download the project and like check out how they make it and also alter it if you so choose.
Yeah,
so,
you want to play around with some tools.
Yep. A little rumor fun. An unannounced game that everyone is sure exists, BioShock 4.
Don't know why they think it exists.
Appears to be planning to move development to Unreal 5 based on job listings.
So if we're going with fun things, Unreal Engine 5 looks dope.
Mm-hmm.
That demo is awesome. I wish I understood more of it.
They make it look easy, which we know from experience that
it's not,
but
I mean, I've messed around in game engines before and I'm like, cool, there's some trees and stuff. Hell yeah. And I'm like, all right, I can get in and walk around. And I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm actually doing.
Yeah.
It's like, I made this world. I have no idea how it interacts. So I'm excited to see, I mean, just on what they showed of how it seems like it would be much easier to do things with some of the quality of life things they changed. Having multiple people work on certain things without having to redo everything and missing commits and getting desynced and everything like that. But the... it's going to be a bit before we see anything truly built on 5.
Yeah.
And everybody being sure BioShock 4 exists, bold move. Also, do we need BioShock 4? Not sure.
No.
I would take a BioShock-esque game, but doesn't need to be a BioShock 4. Like, I mean, 3 technically doesn't even really involve 1 and 2 until the very end, kind of, and it's like, eh. Then you get enough people that were... Do you remember did you play 3?
I've never played a BioShock game.
The dialogue around 3 was insane because the entire thing is like it ends and people are like, oh, what does it all mean? And you run into like a Coldplay Viva La Vida Mass Effect 3 of everybody just like, ah, endings. And it was,
yeah,
too much. Didn't feel like dealing with it. But yeah, I mean, it would be, even if it was BioShock 4, you wouldn't see it for like 2 more years at least.
I think the cool thing about Unreal Engine 5 is they seem to be, a lot of the things that they added in, quality of life things they've added in, seem to help with making games faster.
Yeah, yeah,
like being able to work on the world at the same time, and it's not, you not have to like recompile everything and whatnot, and like,
instead of like, all right, I did my part, now this person does this part, now this person does this part, then it comes back to me to see what they did, to see what I need to change, and it's like, well, we could just all be here at the same time and just do what we need to.
Creating the assets that you can like create like whole, it's just...
Yeah, and the cool thing with the map tile loading of, all right, well, they show you the one tile that they loaded, and they're like, yeah, then there's this, and it's like, I mean, that looks pretty big and pretty well done, and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, but let's just load the other three around it, and you're like, oh, that's way bigger. Oh, we're going to load more. Oh. This is a large, large place. And then, yeah, loading the... You're only loading what you're immediately seeing while de-rendering further stuff away. And it was like, yeah, all right, all right. this all makes sense to me. I'm happy you guys figured out how to actually do it, but like, I logically understand what you mean. How do I use it? And I have no fucking idea, but like,
You said words and they sounded good. I like that.
Pretty pictures.
Yeah, yeah. You distracted me with shiny lights. Number 10, Netflix is reportedly looking to strengthen its games offering. It has a games offering? Question mark. Which could take the form of a monthly subscription to a catalog of titles. Like Gamefly?
Like Netflix.
So like Gamefly.
Yeah.
According, well, minus the whole, you get sent a disc. Well, I guess that was the version of Netflix before, right? According to the information, who talked... Whoa, sorry. That is according to the information. Who talked to people close to the matter, Netflix has approached games industry executives with the aim to recruit them in recent weeks. Sources added Netflix was exploring an offer similar to Apple Arcade with a bundle of games available for a monthly price. Netflix confirmed to GameStop that it was looking to do more in the field of interactive entertainment, but didn't specify what forms it could take.
So that last part I think is key, because I think what Netflix wants to do isn't what we would traditionally say, think of as a game. Like, I think they're more of like the interactive choose your own adventure thing, like they did with, they did a movie that
I almost
was
said
like
Baldur's
that.
Gate. That's not the Baldur's it, Dash. No.
It's something like that, yeah.
Something with a B, isn't it?
Yeah. You're close, but I can't remember what it's called. I think
Beauregard, that's not it.
I think that's what they mean, but I'm just theorizing.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's plenty of those where we've seen PlayStation tried it for a couple times with having the you all in, I believe, the not Supermassive. Is it Supermassive? No, it's not Supermassive. The Until Dawn guys, the Dark Anthology team. Where they've tried to have like some movie night things as well, where like a crowd plays the decisions you make,
mm-hmm.
Where that all makes sense to fit into those things, and they do make entertaining ways to interact with the medium with having a group setting doing it, and especially if you could do it with something like Netflix, which is widely available. I think what gets funnier is this. And even though we're not talking about it this week, is the Epic and Apple and Google and everybody fight, Microsoft, yada, yada, because Netflix is like, ooh, yes, okay, all right. Well, we'll try to do gaming a different way type of thing. And it's like, isn't this just now getting into the same argument again?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll be... It's interesting to see a bunch of people that are now going to say, well, we could potentially get involved depending on how that goes. Or maybe, you know, what if we do it? Yeah, what you're saying, the Netflix way. We're like, what if we do it a little differently? And it's like, what? How far do you want to push it?
Speaking of Apple and Epic, they did have their closing statements.
Such a sad time. They should have opening statements again. Run it back.
There's just so much like stuff that happened that I just like gave up on trying to follow it.
You know what? I'm proud of you.
So the judge said that it was probably going to be a while because there was a lot of information to go through and a lot of other cases that she has going on.
I also just like the, once again, this judge, which is a great time. But yeah. Like, I'm just picturing for some reason her just going, listen, finish this up. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
You guys said a lot of shit.
Wrap it up.
I gotta digest.
All right, where are we here? Number 11. Streaming platform Twitch has added over 350 new tags to help streamers label their content. The tags are largely related to gender, race, nationality, sexual orientation, ability, and mental health. Twitch has also given Ally...
No.
Removed Ally. Skipped down a sentence there. Twitch has
it,
also,
they took it away from you.
Twitch has also removed Ally from pre-existing LGBTQIA+ tag.
That gets longer every time I see it.
And given it a separate space. Additionally, Twitch has also added a new pools, hot tubs, and beaches category following feedback from the wider community.
Yes. Not like I care anyway, but sure, who gives a shit?
Two things.
Okay.
This one's kind of can get into controversial territory.
What you're about to say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like the idea that I'm going with here. The LGBTQIA+.
Okay.
At what point are we getting a little out of control with tacking things on? I feel like we're losing the point.
So, I'm happy you said it.
So you don't have to take any heat.
Yeah. But I won't let you go down alone. I'm stupid enough to say this, so I'm going to say this. I can't pretend to understand the plights of those groups, right?
Yes, that's a fair statement.
Neither of us have any idea what it's like in those circles at all. And I do understand your want for identity.
Yes.
That I 100% understand that. I want you as a group to come up with a singular name, though.
Yes.
Which is very hard because you're not all singularly defined. I get that.
Yeah. Objectively, you gotta I don't want to say that. You don't have to do anything. Objectively, I feel like if you came up, you gotta market it better. And that sounds cold and callous, but like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I sympathize and I understand and I get it. But I want you guys to have a better name.
Just something that's...
Like, it doesn't have to be all-encompassing. Even if it was an acronym, I'd be fine with it being an acronym that wasn't... That, like, was an actual word or something that stood for something.
Yeah, like a statement.
Yeah.
I know for a while there was the whole...
Because I thought the whole idea was what the plus was supposed to be. And once again, ignorance. I might be wrong.
That's why... I don't know. This whole, like, thing... The Twitch has removed Ally from the pre-existing...
Also,
I thought the ally was supposed to be like kind of the.
But like, why would you remove ally? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't know. They also said that they just removed it from that tag, but given it a separate space. So I don't know what that necessarily means. I think the part that gets me about the abbreviation or the whatever you want to, it's not an abbreviation. It's not. It's an acronym, but it's not because you say every letter. So
I don't even
onomatopoeia. I don't even know. Is the plus? Because I would have thought that the plus was all encompassing. Of like, and almost the, or just dump the plus. I guess would be another option for me. Right, in my head, you have all of those things, and then. The plus
is supposed to be like, oh, all the things we didn't mention.
Right, but that's why I feel like it's almost disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because the plus is almost going, and everything else.
So it gets even, this is kind of like, we're on the same
way
topic.
Too far into this, by we the are. Way. This is a 1 a.m. talk that we should not be having.
Yeah. The letters can stand for different things, which also kind of gets a little confusing. So you have... Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning.
Okay.
Intersex, and asexual or allies.
That one's actually like the most different. Determine. Huh. All right. So, well, hey.
I get the concept, and it's a cool concept. It's just in practice, it's not as fluid as
it would,
you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, the pool, hot tubs, beaches things kills me.
I think it's hysterical that it's a category because it got out of control. And they're like, we don't know what to do. Fuck it. It's a category.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. They're like, fuck it. I've seen, my favorite one that I saw was just your standard like Twitter post that was like, you know, what they think we want, what we really want. And it's like, yeah, what they think we want, and it's like one of the Twitch girls in a bikini, you know, in a, like front of a hot tub.
Yep.
And then it's like what we really want, and it's a screenshot from The Witcher 3.
Geralt, yeah.
Geralt in the hot tub.
Bruce has done hot tub streams.
Has he?
Yeah. He was doing one this morning, I think. But he was just in like a Hawaiian shirt sitting in a blow-up pool, which I thought was great. During MSI, the mid-season invitational for League of Legends, a couple of the people that were like analysts were doing hot tub streams. So they were just sitting in like a blow up hot tub in somebody's backyard with laptops out, like talking about the games and stuff. And I was like, this is quality content, because it's just two dudes having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Just two dudes and we're having a good time. Lonely Island. There have been a bunch of people where I've been fans of them just going like, screw it, we're just going to embrace it and do it. And they're just sitting like fully clothed and on top. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, man. Do what you want to do.
It's good.
Who gives a shit?
It's good stuff.
Anyway. Number 12. BlizzCon has been canceled for 2021. BlizzCon executive producer Sarah Lynn Smith said, quote, "We're planning a global event for the early part of next year, combining an online show along the lines of our recent BlizzCon line with smaller in-person gatherings, and we'll share more as our plans come together," end quote. Yeah, no shit. This is the part where I'm not being an idiot about this. Like, BlizzCon has been canceled for 2021. Yeah, why did you think it was going to happen? I understand you're in, a lot of people are in just the routine, right? Well, guess what? Last year didn't happen. It came into 2021. So guess what? There already was BlizzCon this year. We're good. We're moving on. Also, 8 months later, you're expecting them to announce something else? Like, what do you expect them to be doing in 8 months when you're still potentially not going to have Overwatch 2, Diablo Immortal, or Diablo 4?
Did we go over BlizzCon when it happened?
Yes. We did our entire covering of the one and only Jay Allen, no, not Jay Allen Brack. Yeah.
I do not remember that, but that's not surprising.
Bobby Kotick.
I don't remember yesterday.
It was only an hour ago.
Hey,
zing, zing, bing, bing.
13. Lucky number 13. Valve is preparing another foray into the hardware market.
Slump Watch?
According to a new Ars Technica report. The outlet is citing, quote, "multiple sources familiar with the matter," end quote, as confirming speculation that the company is preparing a Switch-like handheld PC, alternatively referred to as Neptune or SteamPad.
Please just stick with Neptune.
Ars Technica reports that the system is based on Linux, has a touchscreen and built-in gamepad controls, and could possibly launch by year's end. It is also said to have a USB-C port that will let it display the screen on larger monitors.
All right, so it'd be interesting because obviously the first thing I'll get compared to is the new Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, those will be the things that get compared.
Yeah.
For the love of God, do not name it something Steam or Steam something. Anytime you have attached Steam to a name that is not the program Steam, it has crashed, burned, and died.
Steam Game Gear.
I stand by what I said. Steam Controller, dead. Steam Link, dead. Steam Machine, dead. Stop using Steam.
I wish I got a Steam Controller. Just to have it.
So like I said...
You know, I like display it somewhere.
Yeah, for $5, you're like, look at my plastic.
Yeah.
Just don't name it Steam. Literally, you can name it Neptune. That's fine. I like that. That's totally fine. Do not name it Steam anything. Don't. I know you're going to because you have a problem not doing it. Don't do it.
What were the PCs called? Were they just
Steam Machines?
Steam Machines. That was okay. I remember it was like Steam Boxes or Steam Machines.
Probably both. Probably dependent on the size of the box. But steam machine for sure.
Handheld. Valve making a handheld.
Name it Pipe Dream.
I don't get. Because
that just has enough jokes in it itself that I think it's
I don't get
good.
Where they're coming. Like, the VR thing makes sense to me because.
PC.
PC, and it's like niche enough that like Valve.
But they also backed out of it.
Sort of, but not. No, they have more. They have more VR stuff.
Yeah, but it's not theirs. They're partnered.
Well, they have the Valve Index, but it's made by HTC.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like they're partnered with HTC.
Mm-hmm. But like they made a product, like a hardware for it, essentially. The handheld thing I don't really get as like a viable.
I mean, I get it.
Thing it's conflicting though.
Yeah, but it's what they failed to do with the Steam Link. They want,
but that's what they have the Steam streaming software for,
right? But they're clearly not seeing enough people use it, and they clearly want to just leverage because you know that's how they're going to talk. They're going to use that. They're going to be like, "Oh, you could use a streaming software if you wanted to from this. It'll also work with this, but also you don't have to."
I just assume that they would make a better. I could see them doing AR, an AR headset, or like a better VR headset that's wireless.
Peripherals.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Or like a Quest type thing where it's like a VR headset that you can hook to a PC or run it from a cell phone wirelessly or whatever.
Yeah.
But like a handheld.
I do agree that their better move would be a cheaper VR headset.
Yeah.
Because there's only one competitor in the cheap VR headset market.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment.
Yeah.
But they saw what the Switch did. And they went, what if we could do that with PC games? And once again, this is all depending on the specs, right? What if we can do better than the Switch? In terms of, and this is the mistake they will make. They will do hardware better than the Switch. But Nintendo's games are designed around what their hardware will leverage. So Breath of the Wild, while it's only in 720, still looks beautiful. But Valve will go, well, we have an RTX 3090 inside this thing, but our games are designed to look like dog shit because they haven't been redesigned since 2012. Like, that's a problem.
They have Linux distros that run on ARM, right? ARM processors? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's Linux on cell phones.
Yep.
I just
Most cell phones are Linux. One way or the other.
Yeah.
Apple, Android, it's all Linux. It's all the same. Somebody will fight me about that, but I'm not wrong.
I mean, I wouldn't say you're wrong. Well, I would say you're overly simplifying.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
Sure, I'm oversimplifying it, but that's the entire point.
They start at Linux? Yes. Do they resemble Linux now?
Surface, no. Underneath, yes. They still do. Like, that's Macs are still entirely Linux-based. Whether it's technically, like, FreeBSD or whatever, but it's still Linux. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but then you're going to have the people who are like...
I'm going to have somebody come out of the closet and try to fight me about something. I'm going to put them right back in and kick them in the teeth. I'm going to scream, shut up, and I'm going to tie the door tighter so they can't get back out.
This is like an argument of semantics, though. It's like...
Yeah.
Saying...
Windows is technically Linux. Like, what do you want? Or sorry, I should say that Windows is becoming Linux. We're literally not that far away from Windows fully embracing just going, yeah, fuck it. We're Linux.
Well,
we're
like everything in life, everything is like turning into a single thing.
Yeah, but where they were two very different things, and then Apple went, we like the concept, but we're going to make this thing our own.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep a lot of the underlying, You know, when you dig underneath the hood, it's entirely different. Windows, you dig underneath the hood, and like, we're doing things entirely fucking different. Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
But now they've slowly pivoted backwards. They've gone, you know, we kind of like a lot of things you guys are doing, so we're just gonna kind of become one. We're gonna homogenize this whole tech environment now, which is terrifying. Number 14, though, Sony. Speaking of Linux, PlayStations. Anyway, Sony held a presentation for investors, which included some interesting info. Within the presentation are plans for Sony's future growth. They plan to expand Sony's first-party titles and franchises to mobile. So get ready for The Last of Us on your phone. They want to make more Sony games into movies and TV shows, hence The Last of Us coming to HBO. And they also plan to grow the PlayStation Network, PlayStation Now, and PlayStation Plus. So you're all going to get The Last of Us for free, but it's going to be online only. So, you know, just be ready. All of these things are pretty obvious, and they didn't go into the detail about how they'll accomplish this using The Last of Us, as Nate just said. Although they do have several subsidiaries that were established in the past couple years specifically for these purposes. Anyway, some other fun stuff to come out of the meeting was that the PlayStation 5 will start to turn a profit in June, according to Sony's estimates, and if they can, you know, sell any more of them.
Yeah.
And Uncharted 4 is coming to PC. Speaking of PC, Horizon Zero Dawn on PC had a 250% return on investment. So yeah, you know, expect more PlayStation exclusives on PC, like The Last of Us. I am done making the joke. Go ahead.
The Last of Us. No, that's it. I don't have anything to add to that.
I'm honestly surprised that The Last of Us, as I stated it every time, clearly, obviously, you did not write that in.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised it isn't just written in everything they say at this point.
You got to go with the Sony thing, though. So we won't see The Last of Us on PC for at least two years.
Well, once the third one comes out, you'll see the first one.
I think we'll see the first one on PC after the...
No. That's when we'll see the first one. We'll see the first one on PC when they drop the first one's remake on PS5.
Yeah.
They'll also drop it on PC.
Yeah.
But it won't be two. You won't see two until they remake that after the third one comes out.
That's it.
They'll only release the remake of the previous one after the new ones come out on the new console.
Yeah. So we're going to see Uncharted 4 probably next.
Which, interesting one of all of their ones, I would have thought. You know, Dreams on PC is, to me, seems like a very easy thing to do. In terms of what you'd want to do, and it would make the most sense.
Sony's looking for that big return on investment. So, like...
How would Dreams not be a massive ROI? Because it's... probably the cheapest one to argue. Because
no one's going to get it. No one's going to buy it.
But it's the cheapest one to move, so no matter
no
what.
No one's going
to
buy it.
Yeah, but if one person buys it, it's a 300% return on investment because you didn't have to do anything to move it.
Yeah, but it's the same thing for all of their games. You know, all of their games are built on PCs anyways. It's not like there's nothing special about the PlayStation.
What do you think they drop Uncharted on? That's the other question. What store? Or, better yet, how long before Sony has their own launcher? Or do they not bother?
I don't think they'll bother. I also don't think...
Do you think they'd be store-specific? Do you think anybody would pay them to be store-specific?
Talked about this.
Do you think they would reach it every time, though? My ears ringing like a fucking psychopath.
I don't know. Like, my thing is, if Sony didn't take Epic's offer of $200 million for store exclusivity...
I'd offer it every time, though.
They don't give a fuck, and they'll just... put it on.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
No, but like, if I'm Epic, I'm offering that every time.
Oh yeah,
like, I mean, hey, we heard you guys want to bring Uncharted. Do you want the $200 million again?
Yeah. I don't understand why they didn't, because Sony invested in Epic.
Right, they'd be paying themselves.
Yeah, like that. Like,
it's a 250% return on investment plus whatever money we just gave ourselves.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, there's probably something. Obviously, we don't know, but.
They just don't want to give Epic any of the money type of thing.
So Uncharted 4, Bloodborne, I think we'll see after Uncharted 4.
Interesting. You won't see Bloodborne until there's a Bloodborne 2.
I don't think so.
I'll say that.
You think they're going to link them all together?
What do you mean?
Like, not give us Bloodborne on PC until there's Bloodborne 2, not give us The Last of Us on PC until, like, kind of like,
yes,
chain them all together.
Yeah, kind of something along those lines, or at least until the new one's announced type of thing. So once they officially, like, confirm and release Bloodborne, or confirm Bloodborne 2 coming out,
mm-hmm,
the 6 month before window, you would see Bloodborne show up on PC. If Bloodborne 2 is officially never happening, then you'll see Bloodborne come out.
Mm.
A la Days Gone, a la Uncharted 4. You're not seeing Uncharted 5, and you're not seeing Days Gone 2. I think are foregone conclusions, probably. I think. Not positive.
Yeah. All right, 15. There's some shit you should watch. What's up?
Ratchet and Clank is another easy one.
Like, you talking about the new one?
Not the newest one. No. Because the new one will not, because it needs time. But, like, why, when the new one's coming out, they haven't put the old one on? The remastered one that came out with the movie? Why that one's not there? Seems like another free win.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of, like, almost feel like there's no rhyme or reason to what they're just kind of like
dartboard at a wall.
Yeah. They're looking at
what they have,
what's not going to pull sales from the console, and things that be easy to port.
Didn't they give 4 away
on console?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, on last.
That's what I'm saying. They want to put things on PC that are going to have absolutely zero effect on consoles.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, they gave 4 away, so at this point, the majority of people in their environment would already have it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Ratchet away as well, so the majority of people would already have it, so it would make
sense. So Ratchet might be the next.
And they gave Bloodborne away as well. So, there are enough things where you'd go, yeah, you've already milked your market. Just put them over there. It's free real estate.
Are the Demon Souls games on PC?
Yes.
Or Dark Souls games, I mean?
Both.
Demon Souls is on PC?
Oh, yes, I believe so. Not the remake, but the...
The first one's definitely not. The remake would be, if any of them were.
I don't think the remake is. Well, what was the... Oh, I'm thinking of Darksiders. That's what I'm comparing
to. Yeah, Dark Souls is...
Dark Souls is, for sure. Darksiders is, but that's a different
Sekiro
game.
Sekiro is.
Bloodborne is not.
I'm trying to figure out, like,
yeah,
how easy it would be. Like, if all of their other games are on PC, then they're probably...
You know what they really should put on there is The Last Guardian.
Probably see it soon. Anyways, things you should probably watch this week.
Some random person would have convinced them that it's worth money, and everybody would go, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, yes.
There's a state of play that focused solely on Horizon Forbidden West. About 14 minutes of gameplay. If that's your jam,
check it out. It was pretty.
Yep. Pretty. Environments were pretty. I would say there was nothing that was, like, super crazy.
No, it looks like more Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
some slight tweaks to combat.
Yeah, new enemies, combat tweaks. But, like,
mm-hmm, grappling hook.
Yeah, if you enjoyed... Zero Dawn the first time, it looks like you're gonna get more of it. So
yep.
I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. Dying Light 2, Stay Human, which that one got a release date as well.
Yes,
December 7th.
Never forget. It's a day that'll live in infamy.
Yep. Pearl Harbor, you fucking swines, if you don't know your history. Anyways.
let me just get aggressive for a second here.
I actually think this looks really good.
Yeah, I was a fan of the first Dying Light, but I played it a year late.
Mm-hmm.
Because it released in February at a time when February releases weren't a thing. So nobody really paid attention to it. And then it was constantly critically reviewed well and yada yada, and everybody's sleeping on it. And then Buddy and I went back. I think it was a 1 year because we bought the game plus the DLC for pretty cheap.
You got like a Game of Year edition.
Yeah, and it was pretty cheap. Because we got the one where you could have like vehicles and stuff. But it was fun to play alone. But it was amplified so much when you were just parkouring and running around with another person that it was so much fun. So I'm looking forward to it to hopefully run into that same feeling again.
Yeah, I didn't partake in the first one, and I had a lot of people who were like, oh, it was really good. And then watching this one, I'm like, I'm gonna have to get this one.
It's one of the best, at least the first one. It was one of the best free-running games I've ever played. If not the best free-running game I've ever played.
I'm just skeptical of the release date and everything because they were silent for so long.
They were silent for so long, but sometimes that's also a good thing when it results in a situation like this. We're silent for so long, you come back, you show clear things that you've done, and you go, hey, and we're going to come out later this year. And then we go, okay, that's fine. If they do hit like September and then delay, we're all going to be like, what happened? You guys been quiet for 2 years, and now we're like, yeah. Also, December 7th, though, gets you away from a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
December 7th is usually a quiet time, minus the Game Awards.
Yeah. So, unless someone decides to do something funky.
Yeah, but usually if anybody's doing anything funky, it's not, well, who knows this year? I'd say if anybody's doing something funky, it's not usually into a December. It's usually not Battlefield or Call of Duty or another large thing like that.
Yeah.
But December 7th, Game Awards, so whatever new Fortnite patch is coming out.
Far Cry 6 showed some gameplay. Also got a release date, October 7th. On everything except for the Switch.
Obviously.
And it's doing the free upgrade to current gen if you buy it on the previous gen.
Which, good. Makes sense. Ubisoft's been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yep.
I'm all about more Far Cry.
A fake island that's modeled after Cuba.
It had a lot of Just Cause vibes, but that's also just like the Central America thing. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, sure. I shoot discs at people. I have a giant gun that runs out of battery.
Yeah. Far Cry games.
I have a crocodile wearing a t-shirt.
Always fun.
And then I have a sweet dog.
Yeah.
A sweet crippled dog.
Crippled dog. Possibly a rooster.
Yeah, possibly a rooster.
Yeah. Another one I have to take part in.
I'm all in for that. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they don't do the weird thing that they did with 5. With the co-op. Where, like, you were just existing in the other person's game, but you were
there wasn't mutual progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they allow dual progress, then 100% I would love to jam with it. But if they don't allow dual progress, then I'll probably just do it myself.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Because, like, I enjoyed our Far Cry 5 double time, but it was like to not have dual progress was so stupid. Because if you backed out of the game,
you're screwed.
You were entirely back to wherever you were, and it was like, well, that's just not... It's not fun. Not ideal.
We already talked about Unreal Engine 5, so yeah.
All right, things we didn't write questions... things we didn't write paragraphs on. Sony has temporarily shut down Little Big Planet servers to beef up security. Go to ongoing DDoS attacks. Man, who DDoSes Little Big Planet? Of all the things in the world.
I don't know. Someone probably poorly rated at one of their levels or something.
Oh, I love the pettiness that would happen in the community just for that. Longstanding chairman of EA, Larry Probst, is retiring. EA's board has Andrew Wilson stepping in. Of course they do. Andrew Wilson always doing those things.
Yep. CEO and chairman now.
Never mind.
Because, you know, chairman he's got a good track record.
Yeah, he makes buku money for them, so he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Shit games, lots of microtransactions.
Shit games, and I make lots of money. We here at EA like your money. We're going to take your money. Rockstar Games is launching a record label with dance music promoter Circo Loco. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Merle Dandridge will be reprising her role of Marlene in HBO's The Last of Us show adaptation of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I think it's neat that a voice actor is, you know,
doing the same role.
The character. Definitely the exception to the rule in this case.
It's also funny that that's the one and not.
Yeah, who's not really a big character.
Yeah. It's not Troy, you know, or, yep, you know, Ashley.
Yep.
Or Laura. It's like, well, Laura's not, yeah, but still.
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't have high hopes for this show. Also, I don't know. Have you seen the screenshots from the Uncharted movie?
I don't even want to talk about it.
They're bad.
Oh, yeah. You got a non-mustache Sully? Come on, yeah, what are we doing
what
here?
What the fuck is this? They don't even look like their characters, even remotely. Anyways.
I just hope Wahlberg has a thick Boston accent at some point. One of these fucking statues. You're just like, oh, shit, Jesus. And crossplay is coming to Borderlands 3 via an update, except for Sony consoles, because 2K doesn't want to play with Sony's rules.
Doesn't want to pay Sony for crossplay, probably.
I mean, same thing. Their rules. You pay us.
Sony, Sony, Sony. You're going to squander.
You're going to squander the chance.
You're going to. You were going into this generation riding high.
And then you're just going
to. Not saying you had to give away the farm. You just had to, like, you know, you just had to concede here and there. You had to go with the trends of the industry.
You got to fight the right fights.
Yes. But you're trying to be a fuck about everything.
World War II going on, and they're worried about their fucking chickens in their goddamn neighbor's yard. And they're like, I told you, you don't touch my chicken. And they're like, yeah, dude, there's a bomb dropping. I had to move your chicken into the house so it didn't die. And he's like, you touch my chicken again, I'm going to kill you, and you don't have to worry about the bomb. You're like, Sony, relax. Just trying to save your chicken, man. I wanted eggs later. Shit, relax.
And meanwhile, Microsoft with their...
Well, meanwhile, Microsoft is the wolf in the hen house, just taking the rest of the chickens while Sony's having the argument with the neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the most... That's the weirdest analogy I could think of in the first 5 seconds, so...
Pack of wolves.
Each wolf gets its own chicken. Pick it up.
Called Game Pass, xCloud...
Gonna give it to you.
What else I got? Buying exclusives.
An entire Bethesda.
Yeah, Bethesda.
They own a Bethesda. They own one Bethesda.
I'll take a one Bethesda, please.
Did it come with Sandy Max? I don't know why we went
All right.
Italian chef for... Oh, the machine games. Some molto bene.
All right.
Oh, we like your Indiana Jones. Anyway.
Chaos.
Yeah, chaos indeed. It's been 7 days. What you been up to?
Not much, really.
All right, good talk. All right, we'll see you later.
I finished my... I don't know if I finished it last week. I finished my Caesar book.
Okay.
26 hours of Julius Caesar... I highly recommend it, man. Caesar is a fascinating individual.
I mean, it's true.
Rome is a fucking shit show.
Well, that's known.
Romans, ancient Rome, senators, all the people.
Current Rome.
All a bunch of fucking twats. Really?
I mean, yeah.
All yeah. These people that, like,
they all had
we revere, like Cicero. Huge, just...
Well, let's be clear. Do we revere Cicero?
I mean, like, not we... But, like, society, I guess, kind of does, you know, as a whole.
I guess.
I think he's a coward. I think he's kind of like a backstabbing coward.
Well, I mean, yes, but I think there's a lot of that old time that, like, it's less reverence and more of, or maybe it's reverence, but it's not revering, if that makes sense. It's like,
yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like
they're looking back at it fondly, but they're not looking at, like, the person fondly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, look at all these times and what was going on and the marvels and things that were happening. But at the same time, they're like, that guy sucks.
It was super enlightening. to listen to the whole thing. So much so that I bought, by the same author, I bought Augustus, which is 24 hours of
Hold on, let me just finish up this 50-hour series on two people.
So it's that's fun.
Caesar Augustus and Julius Caesar. What a world you're about to be in.
Yeah. So
if you show up at one of my houses with a one of my houses. I only have one house. If you show up
here, what are you, a Roman senator with your villas?
Yeah, and I just go and steal my women from one place and walk them over the hearth in the other one. If you show up with an olive branch around your head, I'm kicking you out.
Yeah, that's cool. I won't do that.
Because I only know what comes after that. I'm getting stabbed in the back at some point, and I'm not here for that. We've already been stabbed once. Zing, got him. He didn't listen this far. I'm fine.
haven't had a chance to play any games.
Witcher.
No. Probably this weekend I'll play. Well, I played Mass Effect last.
Okay. I don't think I saw you. I think the last thing I saw you was on Witcher, so.
I'll probably play one of them this weekend.
When you started Mass Effect, did you start at one?
Yeah.
I was just curious. I think you talked about it before, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, load times are crazy fast compared to the original one, which that was a problem with the original one. So.
Well, I mean, dude, listen, man, elevators are just got to get you places.
I can, like, skip them.
Whoa.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll probably end up playing The Witcher or Mass Effect, whatever strikes my fancy. And we've been working on the old baby room, so that's a whole thing. Might do some painting.
Ugh.
This
housework.
This weekend, bought a whole car cleaning kit. It wasn't really a kit. I kind of pieced together a kit. I have a foam cannon for my pressure washer.
I just like the we're having a foam party.
Yeah, we could do some foam party, some weird hot tub on Twitch stuff.
Yeah. once again, wife's gonna kill us.
Got all sorts of the fucking.
Just walk in the house. Foam everywhere in the immediate. Go home. Get out.
Exactly. That's about it. We went to a baseball game last weekend.
Yeah, we did go to a baseball game. That's true. Yeah. Went to a Yankees White Sox game. Sat right in right field. If you mm-hmm. were watching the game, you probably saw us.
Ate some chicken.
Ate a lot of fries.
Yeah, ate a lot of fries. Kind of wish I got my hair cut before the game because.
Yo, same though.
Because that was hot. But yeah. All good. All good in the hood.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Went to a Yankee game last week.
Nice.
Weird, right? yeah, that was a fun time, you know. Easy down, I think.
Yeah, it was good.
Easy down, easy back. I mean, it's always a long day, but it's just because it's the city.
Yeah, I mean, it's the train ride is pretty clutch because you get the relaxed.
Like, yeah, you don't have to deal with... Well, one, you don't have to deal with driving the city.
Mm-hmm.
And two, yeah, you just get to, you just, yeah. All right, cool, I'm here. I'm just going to sit around and wait until I get off. Like, yeah. That's it.
Yep. Drops you off right at the stadium.
Buy tickets on your phone.
Yep. You can order food on your phone.
That, which I think is the most clutch thing at the stadium because that wasn't there last time I was there. Literally Uber Eats from your seat and then mm-hmm. just walk up and pick it up.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Lines weren't bad at all, really. Yeah.
Matt happened to go get food right as
timing.
As baseball started getting played.
That's normal.
Missed the first three runs of the game.
That's pretty normal.
Picking up food. But yeah. 7-0 win in the year of one home run. A lot of double plays. Which was interesting. And of course, I comment on something and then immediately you're like, oh, and you know, Jimmy has the same has something else to say. I'm like, yeah, it just sounds about right. We're usually in the same boat when we have to talk about things. No, otherwise it's for me game wise, it's been a lot of the show, a little bit of WoW, a little bit of some other stuff. I'm into spring training now on Out of the Park Baseball. I have made it to February. I think I'm in. So
we're back to no longer simming week by week. We're now down to simming day by day.
Nice.
I feel like I've assembled my team. I don't think I'm going to make any major league free agent signings. Maybe I'll sign some minor leaguers or something. But major league wise, I think my roster's set, at least for the time being. And we'll, you know, push for World Series again, see how it works out.
Yeah, see how far you make it.
I mean, I feel pretty good in my ability to be better than any other GM in the game. So, you know,
whoa.
I'm just saying I'm pretty damn good. I'm also the Yankees, so like, and I don't really start from a hard standing point. I started with a pretty good team. Let's not joke myself here. It's not like I went, you know, oh, let's take these Detroit Tigers in 1 year to the World Series.
Start with the Twins.
The bottom?
Yes.
Fuck them. You got time for that? I want to enjoy what I'm doing. Not hate myself for 3 years. It's the problem Kenny and I have in Football Manager too sometimes. We always joke that we're like, we want to take over not our favorite teams. So he takes over Arsenal, I take over Man U. We've done it a couple times where we're like, we'll both go to a different league and then we're fine. And we choose like two teams in the German league or two teams in Italy. And we're fine doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we ever try to purposely take like a lower league side, like a League Two side or something, we just end up being like, because it punishes us so hard. And we never play like, for that to take effect, we would almost have to get 5 years into a save, and we never get that far. So it just never pays off for us to try to do something like that.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And sometimes it's also just so punishing that you just get fired immediately, and it's like, oh my God, I can't win with what I need to do here. And some people are much better at the game and figure out what they need to do. Otherwise, it's me going, just throw in what I know how I want them to play, but I'm trying to explain to a 15-year-old how to use a 35-year-old strategy. And he's like, I don't understand what you want to beat at all. I just kick ball hard. And you're like, oh, God, that's not. No. Anyway. So, yeah. Out of the park. A little bit of WoW. A little bit of League. A lot of MLB The Show. So it's been a lot of baseball week. We'll see how the rest of it plays out. New content just dropped for the show for a bit, but the next big program starts next Friday, so kind of I can chill till then type of thing. But yeah, cool. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
I'm good.
Cool. See you guys in 7 days. Bye bye.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.